Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I cried out, heaven save me.
Oh my God, Buzz.
But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Not as good without ice. It really is.
I'm so far down.
Thank you, TK, for joining in.
Thanks.
Jackson usually boxes me out.
Ah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to keep TK down.
Yep.
TK, do you agree with our assessment of Buzz not knowing when to exit conversations or rooms?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I was just saying to Buzz during the break, I find it weird how eager he is to talk about that story.
Oh, I can't
oh,
wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is very proud card. Of it.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, guess what I did?
And not something, not something you should be talking
in
about.
In the 11th grade.
Yeah. Pooping in my pants.
I dookied myself.
Didn't even clean up all that good.
Yep. Like a modern day Billy Madison.
I know.
Yes.
Back to school.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike back tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. Everyone is exhaled in their cars.
Yeah.
Whoosh. Oh, man. Whoosh.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Does listening to the audio version of a book count as reading the book? 55.5% say no.
Good.
So for the final non-sports debate of the day, it is debate days here at WIP all week long. Final non-sports one. We've been doing non-sports ones all day. If you are getting gas at a Wawa, is it okay to go into the Wawa and leave the pump in the car and continue to pump gas?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Why?
Well, I say no as well.
Why? I don't get why.
Well, it's dangerous. And it's inconsiderate.
So I don't care about inconsiderate.
Well, that's where, well, that's where the you and everyone issue. Else differs.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's much more efficient. If I have to go in and get something, I will leave it in there and then go in and get
it. Well, it's more efficient for you.
Correct.
But for somebody who maybe wants to go and get gas at that pump, it is less efficient for that person.
There's other pumps.
But
what if there aren't
be?
Other pumps?
Yeah, what if it's busy?
There may or may not. That could happen.
And it's it is dangerous.
If you showed up and had to wait longer for a pump and saw someone come out of Wawa and then get into their car and held you up, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't care. First off, what's so dangerous about it?
Well, let's say, all right, so they have the little things that click off automatically.
Okay.
Let's say for some reason it doesn't click off automatically and the gas just starts pouring all over the place.
Okay.
It's gasoline. Could, you know,
when was the last time that happened?
Could happen.
It's not in the 90s.
Could happen. It says right on the pump, do not leave the pump unattended.
Is gas different now than in the 90s?
Yeah.
It's not technology.
Yeah, I think technology's gotten better.
Is it less flammable now?
Yeah, well, you don't know that. Well, why would you bring it up if it's so dangerous?
What's that?
Why would you bring up the argument if it's so dangerous?
Because I see it all the time. Because, okay, so the Wawa's near me now. There was only one Wawa near me.
They pumped the gas for you.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
oh, yeah, that's a good point. The no, which one was that? Oh, no. I was at one in Delaware because I was down in Rehoboth on Saturday, and I saw it in Delaware. Some guy, I'm waiting because you can only put gas in on one side of the car. I'm waiting. There's nobody at the car, and the guy comes out of the Wawa there. It's just like, I don't know. Seems inconsiderate. Seems like people do it all the time. Inconsiderate and also dangerous.
How much longer is it to just pull into a spot?
Yeah. Get
10
the gas,
seconds?
Pull into a spot.
Yeah, but it's easier to get it all done in one fell swoop. And that's what I'm in the business of. Now, I'm an EV boy now, so I don't have to worry about this.
Oh, right. You just have to wait for 20 minutes somewhere.
Would you leave your car in the charger and then go in?
Well, so that's not really how it works. I mean, it's not like, I haven't done that yet. I leave it charged here. I don't know the politics for the correct way to charge versus not charge. I'm still new to the game. It's like blackjack. I play blackjack for me. You know, I don't know how to play for the table.
You can't do that. I've done that. You can't do it.
Well, listen, I slowly but surely figuring out how to be a more considerate human being.
Because one thing I like to do with blackjack is if I got tens and the dealer's showing a six, I like splitting the tens. Well, let me tell you something. The people at the table don't like when you split the tens.
No, I know. Yeah. The last time I played blackjack, I just remember I got a lot of groans from everyone around me.
Yeah, because you screw them by hitting at the wrong time.
Which fueled me to be worse.
Oh, no.
Like,
did they just get up and leave? I've had people just get up and leave when I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I liked it. I liked how offended they got.
Millennial. Inconsiderate.
I think it's funny.
You like seeing people roll their eyes at you when you come out of Wawa and people are like, this
Yeah,
ass,
but then if they do it to me, then it's an issue.
Then it's an issue.
Yeah. All it's right. Like the people that, again, it's the people that go down the right lane when you're merging. And won't wait in traffic like everyone else.
Wait, do you know who does that?
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot. It was one of the first arguments I ever had with Elliot on the air before Elliot even worked here. It was when I was on the air with Josh. On a merge, what Elliot does is drives, when everybody's supposed to be merging, drives all the way up to the front, like
I
won't merge until the end. Drives me crazy.
Hate those people.
Yeah. And there are some people tell me, that's what a zipper merge. That's what you're supposed to do. It's like, no, that's not what he's doing.
You're being a me guy.
Yeah. That and Elliot is a meat guy.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I stay in the middle and block them from getting around only when Ike's around. So that if it turns.
Has anyone ever actually tried to fight you and Ike needed to come out and be backup?
No. Thankfully not. The closest thing we ever got was in Houston. But that was Ike. It wasn't his fault. The guys were being jerks.
Okay.
But Ike did that thing where he takes his phone out and is trying to take photos and like videos.
Oh, yes.
Game one of the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
And these people behind him were not happy.
Oh, because what does he do with all those photos and videos? Yeah. He loves those photos and videos.
I think he uploads them to his Facebook page.
Oh, does he?
No, I don't. But that's what the older generation
sounds
does.
Like a millennial move.
No, it's a boomer move.
I guess a Facebook has become boomer.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no young people on Facebook.
215. Well, everybody's on Facebook. You have a Facebook page.
I have a Facebook. I don't post.
Right.
It transitioned at some point.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Allentown, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, guys. I just want to say, first off, I think that top 5 at 5 was one of the most bizarrely entertaining segments I've ever heard you guys do.
That's a good way to describe the top 5 at 5.
Yeah,
on most days.
And what's the word I'm looking for? Don't make Buzz do more of what he does. You know, this will encourage him. Don't encourage Buzz.
You know, as a former radio guy, you know, to hear your discussion about tone, I think you guys all have your unique tones. And I think if you could do a blind tone test, I bet you could pick out the tone that everybody has.
Yeah, for sure. The thing that we were talking about is, I like, without telling Buzz to play something, I try to do something with my voice that indicates to him that it's what I want. So he's learning it slowly but surely.
The old no look pass.
Yes, that is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to an audio no look pass for sure.
Well, you know, Buzz needs to get with it because you know you guys are the, no offense to him, but you guys are the stars of the show.
But, I mean, well,
the show is a name. The
show is the name of the Buzz Show.
Well, that's what I've tried to explain to him. Yeah,
he doesn't seem to get that.
Yeah, all he wants to do is tweet about his Sunday morning weekend show.
Yep, in the middle of our show.
Yep, he always does that.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Listen, I wanted to ask you guys about the, you know, Carl Anthony Towns getting into like the finals here, East Conference Finals before Embiid.
Ugh.
What does he have that Embiid doesn't have?
A great team, infrastructure, players.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid is way better than Carl Towns. Now Carl Towns not hurt nearly as much.
Are you calling him Carl Towns on purpose?
What? Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
All right. You know, he was lucky enough to play with Anthony Edwards last year, which got him into the Western Conference Finals, and then Jalen Brunson this year, which got him into the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think one of the advantages for Carl Anthony Towns, and this isn't, look, Embiid is way better than Carl Anthony Towns. So Embiid should be the guy that does it. But the difference here is that Carl Anthony Towns is the second best player on both of these teams. You could argue he's the third best player on the Timberwolves. So there is less for him to do. When he disappears, it's like it's less of an issue. Now, that said, no one's talking about Carl Anthony Towns as one of the five best players in the league, and they do talk about Joel Embiid as one of the five best players in the league. So the thing is Joel Embiid should be the reason that they're in the conference finals, and I shouldn't be complaining that somebody didn't drag him there. But the truth is that Carl Anthony Towns was drugged to the conference finals by two great players, whereas Embiid has not had that. But again, Joel Embiid should be the reason that they're in there.
Yeah. So going forward, I hope that what they don't do is trade away the pick, the third pick, for somebody else on the out there. They just need to get into the draft and get the best player available is what they need to do.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, Jeff. We will actually talk about that in a second, right after I talk to you about Guida.
Oh, man.
Because I don't think they're going to do that with the third pick. But I'll talk to you about Guida. They're not going to waste your draft pick. They're not going to waste your time. They're not going to waste your money. They're going to help you get from point A to point B. Point A being old drafty windows, old drafty doors, high energy bills, lower home value. Point B, new energy efficient windows, new energy efficient front insulated front door, higher home value, lower energy bills. How do you do it? How's Guida going to do it? By replacing those windows, replacing those doors, and make it easier for you to do so by giving you 20% off everything. So every door you could possibly buy, every energy efficient window you could possibly buy, 20% off, 20% off, 20% off. Deals everywhere, Jack.
Nice.
Deals everywhere. And these are big projects, right, generally, but they'll let you start that project with no money down and no interest for up to 3 years. Interest-free financing for up to 36 months. So this project that you've been thinking about forever, maybe you put it off for one reason or another, don't put it off any longer. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA. They will tell you about the restrictions. They will tell you about it being a limited time, when your deadline is, and they'll also schedule your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Okay, on to the Sixers.
Yes.
Couple of things.
Finally.
First, Jonathan Givony, who is a draft guy for Draft Express and ESPN.
Had Bronny as a top 10 player last year.
He did have Bronny as a top 10 player. But, you know, generally well-informed, just easily bought off. He wrote in his column, his mock draft, mm-hmm. that the rest of the league expects the Sixers to use the number 3 pick, along with Paul George's salary, to obtain a star-level player. And he mentioned Kevin Durant and mentioned, what's his name, on Utah?
Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen. So I do expect the Sixers to trade that pick.
Okay.
And I am now actually on board with trading that pick.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I think you cannot do, it's very difficult to do both things at once. Build for the future and play for the now. And the truth is that whoever they take at three is not going to help them win a championship in the next year or two. He's just not. Especially, even if you like Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey's not ready to help. It could happen, very unlikely that it'll happen. So what they will try to do, I think, is get one of those star-level players, hopefully not super old like Kevin Durant, and build that way. And maybe they get another lower first-round pick in exchange for that. And I just think I'm on board with it. I know the desire is to get off of Embiid and get off of Paul George. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for me, here's what I just keep thinking, and this is where the Giannis thing comes into play, is that let's say you get neutral value for Joel Embiid. Let's say you just get expirings, no draft picks, whatever. Somebody takes him off your hands. And let's say somebody takes Paul George off your hands. If I told you you were going to try to win a championship in the next 5 years with Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and the number three pick in this year's draft, like, what are the odds that that is happening? Like, you would need the number three player to be a legit superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody you're taking at three has a very good chance of being a legit superstar.
Sure.
So, truthfully, what I would tell you is, if what you really want to do is rebuild, you would trade Maxey too. And just really rebuild, get a bunch of first round picks, and start from the bottom. But
I think I'm more interested. Like, I'm ready to, I want to start over. And I know you're still, because I think you're still trying to maximize a championship window.
Yes.
Which is fine. I think that's a fair way to look at it. I'm ready for fresh blood all over the place.
So I think, but are you ready for 19 wins?
Yeah, like, whatever.
You trade Maxey too.
I
he would have to be the Drew Holiday.
Sure.
You know, he would have to be the player that, because he's the only thing they have currently.
That would get a lot of value.
Gets a lot of value back.
Well, theoretically, they could put McCain out there, but.
I think he gets less value probably than Maxey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like,
and if you want to rebuild, McCain is at least on a rookie deal, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So, like, I would almost rather get the books completely done, get a bunch of draft picks, and restart. Whereas you're still trying to maximize this championship window, which, again, is fine.
Because I'm sort of in the. I understand how unlikely it is, but I'm sort of in the thing where we've come this far. I can restart whenever I want. Like, I could restart next year, and it's fine. I'll probably get the same thing for Maxey next year that I get for this year. Like, the trade that no one is mentioning, and it's going to be more painful than anyone wants to admit in terms of what they have to trade, is Giannis. And I cannot imagine a world where Giannis is available for trade and Daryl Morey doesn't try to get Giannis. I think he will try to get Giannis. And they could be beat by OKC in terms of a trade package. They could probably get beat by Houston, and they could probably get beat by San Antonio, maybe. But every other team, and this is what you would have to do, you would have to put Maxey on the table, you would have to put the number three pick on the table, you would have to put the Clippers pick on the table, you probably have to put another Sixers pick on the table. And you would look and you would say, we have Giannis, and maybe you do something with Paul George. But we have Giannis, we have Joel Embiid, we have Jared McCain, we have a bunch of role players, and we're going to give this one more go. And if it doesn't work, maybe you trade Giannis in a year, whatever. I think they're going to try to do it, and I'm almost at the point where I would say, go for it.
It's an exciting proposition.
Yeah.
The idea of getting Giannis here. There's something about Giannis recently that's just been off. I mean, he's lost in the first round, what, three out of the last 4 years?
He has.
And I know
he's only gotten past the first round once, I believe, since they won the championship.
And I know, like, in that, but I think there was a different player when they won that champ. I mean, he scored 50 in a closeout game. Like, I thought he was a killer. And I think he's just kind of been coasting the last couple of years.
I think he was third in MVP vote, or will be third in MVP voting this
year. That's fine. He should be.
He averaged like 32 and 13.
He should be. He should be doing all that stuff. He's a unicorn. And he should not be going home in the first round.
That one run really saved him from the loser label.
Yeah.
Like, is what
if he didn't have that title, how would we be viewing Giannis after the last couple of years?
But he does.
He does.
But he does have that title.
I know. Enticing. I got you. There's something about Giannis recently.
Hmm.
And the quotes after they lose are so annoying.
Like, well, that's a good point.
How would he handle losing in Philadelphia? I mean, I don't think
it's different than Milwaukee.
Well.
Let's put it that way.
Oh my god! If he can't handle Milwaukee,
well, I think he can handle Milwaukee. I just don't think he wants to be there anymore.
Yeah.
The text line. I think we will hear Giannis rumors about the Sixers.
Well, and by the way. The way people talk about Morey is starting to remind me a lot of how they talked about Dombrowski heading into last offseason, where it's like, you know, he wants to go get a star. They won't run it back. He won't just sit at the third pick. And then he sat there. Like, I know his track record. I know what it is. But, like, it's just, there's so much of league executives expect. Well, league executives expected the Phillies to make all these moves this offseason, and they did not do that.
Well, by the way, I would also not be shocked if he traded Embiid. At all. I wouldn't be shocked if the deal was there. I don't think he's giving up stuff to get off of Embiid, but I think he would trade him. I think he would trade him if the right trade was there.
Lakers?
I don't think there's any, no. But I don't think that there's any chance. There's a chance. I think there's a very low possibility they take the pick at three. They just draft a player at three and say, all right, we have VJ Edgecombe now. Like, I just don't think.
Yeah, trade down is probably the most likely scenario.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Extend in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike and Jack hosting? We're not calling in today. Every member of the delegation.
Oh, that is a fair point.
I don't like it.
Did Corey skip us today?
Yeah.
Corey's banned.
But he did text me.
Did he?
Yeah. Not about the show. He just asked me about Alvarado. It's like, well, hold on, buddy. You call the show every day. And you listen to the show every day.
Where's Yoshi? Where's OG?
Interesting.
All taking the day off?
Huh. Wow. Huh. There's no off days. There's no off days on this show.
We did get Ken. What's next?
Perfectly great.
Yeah.
Salutations, my work companion.
Jack trying to do Ike's intro during the opening of the afternoon show.
Can't do it. Can't do it and won't do it. I'm not gonna disrespect and not live up to the greatness that is Holla at Your Boy. When I do it, absolutely no. There's no effect.
Have you noticed Holla at Your Boy has been moving back slightly? Every time,
well, I always wonder,
like,
if he
forgets
just,
to do it.
I know. That's what I think. He waits for me to talk. He thinks I'm going to talk. And I'm like, well, I don't want to talk too much before I'll let you, boy.
Yeah.
So,
what's next?
That's what we work through.
Back a little more. Cut the wheel. Perfect.
The butler behind 16-year-old Spike's car when he parallel parks.
Yep. Did daddy pay off the people to get your license?
Oh, yeah. I crashed into every car there. And they're like, A+, son. Did it in my Porsche.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
What's next?
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Spike Eskin is an idiot.
James Seltzer reading to his daughter tonight.
I could see that. He got a big anti-Dr. Seuss rant.
Yeah. You know, I thought Seltzer felt the opposite
so
way.
So did I.
Oh.
I thought he would count it as reading because he's obviously, but he must be so proud of getting his little eyes on the book and being able to get some ink under his fingers.
I had to shift course on that one.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought he was on your side.
Yep.
And he surprised me.
What's next?
What a coastal elite that James Seltzer is. Spike listening to a book in his car on the way home to his 83-inch television and 14 other new appliances.
Yep.
I love
Born on third base, Spike.
Dude, I love calling people coastal elites.
So what does that even mean? Like, if you're...
What do you mean?
Like, what is that a thing about people from the Northeast?
Well, people on the coasts. So...
I know, but there's always been the East Coast machine.
West Coast, too.
Well,
it's like rich people on the
coast. We think we're better than the people in the Midwest.
Yeah. Coastal elite.
Of course we are.
Wow. What's next?
My Jack would never call around to lobby for the tush push.
he would have me do it for him. Jack's mom.
Oh, Buzz, a little late on that one.
Yeah, Spacebar got stuck.
Oh, yeah, just like your pants.
Poor craftsman that blames his tools.
Yep. When he dookied.
What do we have next? Pants TK?
Tom Kelly coming up.
With TK, what are you going to talk about today?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Destroy Jose Alvarado.
There you go.
All right. That's right. We're going to take him down.
He's a liar. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Ike will be back. We thank you so much for listening. Maybe you're on your way home.
Yep.
And maybe it's a date night.
Yeah. I'm a Monday night date night.
You know, maybe you're gonna get an on-demand movie, have a couple of drinks.
Plus, the baseball game doesn't start till a little later.
Oh, so maybe
you got some time.
Squeak this in beforehand.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yep. You can have a Blue Chew on the ready. Have
on
one
the ready.
Yeah, on the ready. You like that? Have it in your wallet.
Yep.
Maybe have one in the car. Maybe have one bedside table. And it's easy because it's a chewable form of the same active ingredients that are in Viagra, Cialis, and...
Staxin.
And
Levitra.
Oh, look at you.
Come on, man.
Chewable form.
I know my these kind of things.
Yes.
I know my way around them.
Chewable form. And because everything is done at BlueChew.com, you can get rid of all that nasty stuff you don't like. The doctor's appointments. Don't like them, don't want to do them, don't want to make the appointment, don't want to talk to the doctor.
The looks in line you get.
Get in line. Oh, at the pharmacy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Or even just waiting in the pharmacy in general. All out the door. Because done at BlueChew.com. And made and shipped here in the US of A, so it's kept cheaper.
And no tariffs.
Yep. Sent right to your mailbox in a discreet.
And hard package.
There you go. Just go to BlueChew.com.
Do you think Ike's ready for these tomorrow?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think he missed them today?
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did. And your lady's going to miss you. You start using this stuff. Now we talk about affordable. Your first month on us. That's right. Free.
Yep.
We're going to make
people helping people.
Yep. Next five people who go to BlueChew.com and use code 94, Jack specifically is paying for your first month.
That's right.
Jack's got it. We're going to get your first month just so you can see the difference. You'll be happier. She'll be happier, we promise. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. You get your first month for free. You just pay for the shipping, like $5, and then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.